time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
And we're back at Duncan Field. Hastings winning the first game over Norfolk tonight by a score of 11-2. Second ball game just now getting started. In fact, Norfolk has got two men out already here in the top half of the first inning. Mason Emery, he flew out to the shortstop, and Bryce Sovereign, the second batter to come to the plate, is just lined out to the second baseman for Hastings, Blaine Dreher. So now Riggins Hopper is going to come to the plate here for Norfolk in this ballgame. The first contest tonight stopped after six innings because of the eight-run rule here in the Cornhusker League action. So Hastings sitting at 7-6 in the season. Norfolk is at 2-7 as this second ball game gets underway. Hopper goes after this pitch and a swing and a miss. Devin Wyman is going to be the pitcher for Hastings here in game number two. Wyman threw three innings of relief the other night against the Lincoln East during the Grand Island Hastings tournament the other night. Wyman pitched pretty effectively in that ball game as he throws one to the plate here and a swing and a miss by Riggins Hopper. In a three innings of relief, he gave up only three base hits and two runs, one of those earned, no base on balls and two strikeouts. That in the Hastings win over Lincoln East the other night in that Hastings Grand Island tournament. That was on Saturday. There's a high fly ball out toward left field that's going to fall in foul territory. So Wyman getting the start for Hastings. He relieved Braden Valentine in that ball game against the Lincoln East on Saturday. Ironically, it was Braden Valentine who picked up the win for Hastings in the opener here tonight, as Hastings had no problems with Norfolk, winning by a score of 11-2 in the ball game. One ball and two strikes here to Riggins Hopper for Norfolk. There's an inside pitch there and a foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher, Matt Kronz, and the inning is over. Riggins Hopper, he strikes out to begin this first inning of play for Norfolk Central Railroad. So Norfolk goes down in order here in the top half of the first inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings nothing and Norfolk nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups for game number two. Brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings with Brock Dreher at center field. He'll lead off in the batting order for Hastings Five Points. Sam Reimer batting second to shortstop. Zach Merrill, the first baseman, batting third. Alex Panganiban, the third baseman, batting fourth. Brooks Asher, the right fielder, batting fifth. Braden Valentine, the left fielder, batting sixth. Blaine Dreher, the second baseman, batting seventh. Devin Wyman, the pitcher, will be batting eighth. And Matt Kronz, the catcher, batting ninth in the batting order here tonight. Mason Emery for Norfolk Central Railroad, third baseman, batting first. Bryce Sovereign, the shortstop, batting second. Riggins Hopper, the catcher, batting third. Grant Gilsdorf, the right fielder, batting fifth. Blake Bauer, the designated hitter, at the number five position. T.J. Price, the left fielder, batting sixth. Baylor Price, the first baseman, batting seventh. Hunter Blitch, the center fielder, batting eighth. Austin Papstein, the second baseman, batting ninth. And Micah Gardner is on the mound for Norfolk Central Railroad here in game number two. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings winning the opener by the score of 11-2. And now we'll see what Hastings can do here in game number two. Brock Dreher's at the plate here for Hastings. Lead off our half of the first inning. Hastings, the home team in the second half of the doubleheader here in the Cornhusker League contest. As the pitch from Gardner is going to be way outside, and the count is sitting at 3-1 here to Brock Dreher. Dreher had a couple of base hits and an RBI in game number one here tonight for Hastings. Had a triple in the sixth inning of play. Had a single in the fifth. Lined out to the pitcher, and he also grounded out in his other two plate appearances. There's the ball. It's going to be grabbed there by the second baseman. Nice play there by Austin Papstein. Lays his feet, comes down with it on the grassy portion of the outfield there, right on the edge of the outfield grass. Brock Dreher is retired in the play. Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer still batting in the number two position. That's where he was in game number one. Reimer produced up there. Two base hits and three RBIs. Last night against Grand Island, the top three guys in the batting order was 0 out of 11. Hastings is able to come up with six base hits in the opening contest with Brock Dreher, Sam Reimer, and Zach Merrill holding down those three spots. Russ Kindig found a solution up there, at least for the time being. Sam Reimer comes to the plate now for Hastings. Takes a pitch in there for a strike. Here comes the next one from Gardner. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. That's 1-1. Riggins Hopper behind the plate for Norfolk here in game number two with Micah Gardner on the mound. Gardner's a right-handed thrower. He rocks and fires one of the plate. That's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Short one out to shortstop, and he grabs it there. So Sam Reimer flies out. It's a little blooper out there. Bryce Sovereign at shortstop. Two up, two down for Hastings here in the first. Zach Merrill comes up there next. So Gardner is on the mound for Norfolk. Riggins Hopper behind the plate. Baylor Price at first base. Austin Papstein at second. Bryce Sovereign at shortstop. Mason Emery is over at third base. TJ Price out in left field. There's a ball hit down the line in left field. That's going to be a base hit. Gets by the third baseman, Mason Emery. Out in left field to TJ Price. And Zach Merrill gets a base hit here to begin the first inning of play. So Zach Merrill gets aboard here for Hastings with two men out in the first. Alex Pangadeban comes up there next. Out on the outfield for Norfolk, you've got T.J. Price out in left field, Hunter Blitch out in center, and Grant Gilsdorf out in right field here in game number two. Norfolk 2-7 on the season. Hastings is sitting at 7-6. Hastings winning the opener tonight by a score of 11-2. This is game number two in their first inning. Alex Pangadeban coming to the plate here. Pango's playing at third base here in the second half of the doubleheader. Zach Merrill is aboard over there at first base for Hastings. Micah Gardner working from the stretch. Comes set. Offers one of the plates. Swung on. Hit toward third. Emery has got it. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Throws it across the diamond. And the first baseman, Price, can't pull it out of the dirt. Bangadeban is going to get aboard here on the air on Mason Emery. The throwing error from the third baseman over across the diamond. So Hastings, the runners on at first and second base here in the first inning of play. Emery did a good job fielding the ball over there, but his throw across the diamond was a little bit short. Baylor Price, the first baseman, tried to dig it out of the dirt there and couldn't do it. So an error is going to be chalked up here on Norfolk Central Railroad, and that's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Asher getting a break behind the plate here for game number two. He's playing out in right field. Asher is going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Brooks Asher, batting in the number five position. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Gilsdorf picks it up and then bobbles the ball out there. It gets by him. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Asher is around the bag at second. He's going to hold up right. No, they only sent one to the plate. Stopping at third base was Pangadeban. He was about halfway to the plate there and turned the brakes on and went back to third base. So one run scores as Zach Merrill comes around to score. Pangadeban ends up at third base for Hastings. Brooks Asher is on at second base. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. So two errors on Norfolk here in this first inning of play. And Hastings has taken advantage. It's a 1-0 ball game. There's two men out here in the opening inning. Pango's down there at third base. Brooks Asher is on at second. Braden Valentine at the plate here is playing out in left field for Hastings here in game number two. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be an off-speed pitch that misses downstairs. And the count is sitting at 1-1. Valentine, the winning pitcher in game number one. He went 6 innings tonight. Gave up 4 hits, a couple of runs, 5 walks, and 1 strikeout in the ballgame. Matt Krantz came on to finish things off for Hastings in the 7th. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 now to Braden Valentine. Valentine in the first ball game was hit by a pitch, and then he was 0-3. There's a bouncing ball, third base side, out of play. Valentine popped one back to the third baseman. He lined one to the third baseman, and he popped one back to the pitcher in his other 3 plate appearances in game number one. It was won by Hastings tonight by a score of 11-2 over Norfolk. This is game number two. The count, 2-2 on Valentine. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Coming on is going to be Blitz, and he can't make the catch. It falls in front of him. Another run is going to score as Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 3-0. 2 runners score on that one as Panganiban comes in from third. Asher comes around from second base to score. Valentine gets a little blooper at center field to produce 2 runs, and Hastings has jumped on Norfolk here in inning number one. It's now a 3-0 ball game. That's going to bring up Blaine Dreher to the plate next. Dreher is a second baseman. So Valentine is on at first base. There's 2 men out for Hastings. Here comes a pitch to the plate by Gardner. The ball's hit right to the shortstop as he grabs it. A line out to Bryce Sovereign, and the inning is over as Blaine Dreher lines out to short. But Hastings jumps on Norfolk. Here in the second ball game, they get 3 runs on a couple of base hits, 2 errors on Norfolk, and 1 runner left on base. 1 inning in the books tonight. Game number 2 of our Legion Baseball doubleheader tonight. Hastings has got to lead. It's Hastings 3 and Norfolk nothing.
Happy Father's Day from us to you. Buy a new Ram, get a Big Tex utility trailer while they last. It's the Father's Day sale going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's that simple. Purchase your Ram and haul home the savings on your Big Tex utility trailer. Huge rebates, special financing, and one of the best selections of Rams in the area. See you there at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice with speeds up to 12 megs. Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online, shopglenwood.net, switch free today.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Devin Wyman comes out and throws for Hastings here in inning number two. He sent Norfolk down in order in inning number one here tonight. Wyman, a right-handed thrower here for Hastings, 5 points back as he goes to work on Grant Gilsdorf. He tries to lay down a bunt out in front of the plate. He grabs it. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Good play there by the catcher for Hastings, Matt Krantz. Did he rule it a foul or what? Home plate umpire. And now the head coach for Norfolk comes down and talks with the home plate umpire. I think they say that was in fair territory as Krantz comes out to grab it right in front of the plate. Gilsdorf lays down the bunt, and now the home plate umpire is going to go out and talk with the base umpire out there. Gilsdorf, he's not on the bag, so we'll see what happens here. See if it was fouled or was it a fair bunt laid down there. So that discussion will continue down there on the first baseline. We're in the second inning of play. Hastings out on top of Norfolk by a score of 3-0. They're going to say he's out at first base. So he tries to lay down a bunt. Matt Krantz comes out to field the ball, gets it cleanly down to Zach Merrill at first base. They record the out. And that's going to bring up Blake Bauer next. He's the designated hitter in this second ball game. Bats from the right-hand side. As Devin Wyman will go to work here. Or he sings here in this ball game. There's a pitch. He'll be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wyman so far this year has thrown 4 1/3 innings, including 3 innings of relief the other day against Lincoln East. That on Saturday, the Hastings 10-7 win over Lincoln East during the Grand Island Hastings tournament as the next pitch comes inside for a ball. So out of those 4 1/3 innings, he has given up only 4 hits and 4 runs, one of those earned, no base on balls and 2 strikeouts. He's officially 1-0 in the season for Hastings, Devin Wyman. There's the next pitch swung on and missed. Blake Bauer goes after an outside pitch there and comes up empty. 2 balls and 1 strike. Just underway here in game number 2. Still plenty of time to come on out. It's senior citizen night tonight here at the ballpark. Everybody 55 and older gets in for just $1 tonight. There's a ball hit right to the shortstop fielder there on the hop by Reimer as he goes over the first base. That's going to be in time. So Sam Reimer making the play on the ball. It's a shortstop there for Hastings. So Blake Bauer is retired into the play. That's going to bring up T.J. Price next. He's the left fielder. Price played out in left field in game number 1. He was 0-for-3. Norfolk had only 4 base hits in the opener today. Now for Braden Valentine. So their hits have been far and in between. There's one that's hit off the end of the bat into the seats here. No balls and 1 strike to T.J. Price. Price is a left-handed hitter. Norfolk is in their gray baseball pants and their purple tops here tonight. Hastings in their white bottoms and their black tops here for game number 2. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Yes, no balls and 2 strikes now to T.J. Price. He's the number 6 hitter in the batting order here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Mark Wyman working here for Hastings. And his full windup. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor Price would be next. 2 men out for Norfolk here in this second inning of play. Mark Wyman gets his sign from his catcher, Matt Krantz. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away again on the third base side. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merrill and Blaine Dreher on the right side of the diamond for Hastings defensively. Reimer and Panganiban on the left side. Wyman on the mound with Krantz behind the plate. Valentine, Dreher, and Asher in the outfield. There's the ball hit right back to the pitcher. Wyman, he snags it, goes to first, and the inning is over. Second straight inning that Norfolk goes down in order. That one hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Devin Wyman grabs it there for Hastings. Gets it over to Merrill to record the out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. With a score, Hastings 3, Norfolk nothing.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy SquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 Points Bank will play in the Omaha tournament coming up this weekend. Some stiff competition this weekend for Hastings. They'll come back and play a game at North Platte on Tuesday night in the Cornhusker League. Then Hastings will face Kearney Runza next Wednesday. That's a ball game we'll have here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:45. Then a week from Friday night, Hastings will take on a team from Las Vegas who wanted to see Duncan Field, and they're making their way to the College World Series in Omaha. So they're going to stop in Hastings and play a game next Friday night, a week from Friday, That'll be fan appreciation night here at Duncan Field with free admission. Those are the games that are coming up for Hastings 5 Points Bank here as we get into the meat of the summer season with a 2015 year for Hastings 5 Points. Hastings batting here in the second inning of play. You've got Devin Wyman, then you've got Matt Kronz. Then we'll get back to the top of the order again in Brock Dreher. Micah Gardner is your pitcher out there for Norfolk. Hastings has got the lead 3-0 over Norfolk here in game number two. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Emery has got it. Plenty of time to first base. And Devin Wyman is retiring the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Matt Kronz next. Kronz, he had a good ball game in the opener here tonight. He had 3 base hits, had an RBI. Also scored 3 runs. Had a couple of singles, had a double in the sixth to produce a run, and he scored all 3 times that he was on the base pads here tonight. So Matt Kronz coming up there for the first time in game number two. He will take a pitch outside and down low for a ball here. 1-0 on Kronz. Matt started the day with a batting average of 167. So he has helped out here in this doubleheader so far against that Norfolk. And now a pitch comes inside and it beans him. So Matt Kronz is hit by a pitch. He heads down to first base now for Hastings. That's the second time this year that Kronz has been hit by a pitch. And that's going to bring up Brock Dreher now on the top of the order. Brock Dreher is retired in the play back there in the first inning as he popped out to the second baseman. Dreher in game number one, 2 hits and 1 RBI. Also scored a couple of runs for Hastings in that 11-2 win. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Getting back in there for Hastings was Matt Kronz. So Brock Dreher up there now for Hastings. Your star of the day with a batting average of 364. Micah Gardner works from the stretch. Pitch comes to the plate. Nearly hits Brock as he backs out of there. And the count is sitting at 1-0 now to Brock Dreher. Then we'll see Sam Reimer and Zach Merrill if Hastings gets something going here in the second. Hastings already with a lead 3-0 over Norfolk. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time as Matt Kronz is back in there. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS at Duncan Field. Hastings and Norfolk here tonight. Next pitch is a fastball that misses. Now a throw down to first base again. That's not in time. The ball got away momentarily from the first baseman, Baylor Price. Just getting back to the bag was Matt Kronz. And the count now at the plate is at 2-0 to Brock Dreher. Dreher digs back in there. Micah Gardner looks to the sign. He's got it from his catcher, Riggins Hopper, here in game number two. Next pitch to the plate is going to be outside and down low. 3-0. So 3-0 the count here to Brock Dreher, the leadoff man on the batting order. Russ Kindig and Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this one. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, taking all the way there. And Brock Dreher has a count of 3-1 now here at the plate. Dreher, he has struck out 4 times this year. He has walked 5 times. He's ahead of the count now with 3-1 here in the second inning. There goes the runner at first base. The ball's hit right to the third baseman off of the chest of Emery. He picks it up, goes across the diamond, and Price can't grab it over there at first base. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Kronz, and Hastings has got base runners on at first and third. Emery fields the ball at third base. It goes bouncing off of his chest, and in his throw across the diamond to Baylor Price was way off of the mark. And there is going to be chalked up there on the throw from Mason Emery. So Brock Dreher gets aboard. Hastings has got base runners on at first and third base, and now Norfolk has committed 3 errors already in the first 2 innings of play. There's 1 man out for Hastings here in the second as Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. There's a throw over to first base that's not in time as Dreher is back in there. Russ Kindig may send the runner down there at first base right now with a 3-0 lead already. Here in the second, he'll stay put here as the ball's going to be chopped foul on the third base side. And the count down to Sam Reimer is going to be 0-1. Reimer in game number one here tonight. 2 base hits, 3 RBIs, and a couple of singles. Scored 2 runs. Reimer batting in the number 2 position here tonight. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is going to be cut off, and now they got the runner between the third base and home plate tied up, and a tag out is going to be made here as coming home On the play was Matt Krantz. So the runner went at first base as we expected. Brock Greer gets down to the second, but the throw from the catcher, Riggins Hopper, was cut off by the shortstop right behind the pitcher, Bryce Sovereign, and he nails a strike delivered up there to Riggins Hopper, the catcher, to catch Krantz trying to score. And now there's a ball hit to left field that's going to be caught there, and the inning is over for Hastings. So Hastings had some promise there in the inning, but they can't produce a run. As Bryce Sovereign makes a nice play at the shortstop, he guns down Matt Krantz attempting to score. Sam Reimer then flies out to a left field, and that ends the inning. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, one error on Norfolk here in this second inning of play. And one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third. The score, Hastings 3, Norfolk nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight from Duncan Field. Hastings winning the opener tonight by a score of 11-2 over Norfolk. Hastings with the lead here in game number two. It's now 3-0 as we head to inning number three here tonight. This one will be scheduled for 7 again. We're going to have the bottom third of the order coming up here for Norfolk. Baylor Price, Hunter Blitch, and Austin Papstein schedule up here against Devin Wyman. So Hastings in Norfolk Central Railroad in this ball game here tonight. Hastings now 7-6 in the season. Norfolk is 2-7. That's the first ball game. This team during the spring, during the high school season, not much success. They were 2-30 during the high school season. There's a bouncing ball toward first. Merrill grabs it and goes to first base, and Wyman, it goes right through his glove. So a routine ball there. Hastings flubs up there as Merrill grabs it right behind the bag at first. Wyman was sliding over from the pitcher's mound to cover the bag there, and it goes right through the webbing of his glove, and it's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. Baylor Price gets aboard there for Norfolk Central Railroad, and Hunter Blitch comes up there next. Blitch is a center fielder, batting in the number 8 position here in game number 2. He walked in the first contest and had a single, grounded out his only other time up there. He was 1-for-2 officially in game number 1 against Braden Valentine, who got the win for Hastings in the opener here tonight. So now Norfolk has got a base runner here in this inning, trailing a ball, a score of 3-0. Next pitch will be hit down the line in left field. That's going to be in foul territory. And that baby was just fouled by a couple of inches. Hunter Blitz sends that one out there, and a foul is just foul out in left field. That probably would have produced a run there with Baylor Price running at first base. But Hunter comes back to the right-hand batter's box, and he'll try it again. No balls and one strike now to Hunter Blitz. He's batting in the number 8 position here tonight for Norfolk here in this ball game. Kansas City Royals playing Cleveland again tonight. Cleveland winning last night's ball game by a score of 2-1, scoring a run in the 8th inning. Kansas City at home there in the top half of the 4th inning now. The Royals out on top of Cleveland by a score of 4-2. Game airing tonight on the Breeze, KOLIQ 94.5, but Kansas City with a lead over Cleveland. It is 4-2. Hunter Blitch now has a count of no balls and two strikes. Here into play with the base runner at first base. That's Baylor Price. There's a ball hit towards center field. Brock Dreher backs up and makes it look easy out there as he grabs the ball on the fly out there in center field. So Hunter Blitz flies out to center. Austin Papstein coming up to the plate next. He is a second baseman. Austin in game number one. He flew out to the shortstop, and he had a single, so he was one for two in the opener off of Braden Valentine. Papstein back in the number nine position here with a man on first base, one man out. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there by Kranz is a little bit high, and sliding under the tag is Baylor Price. So Baylor gets a stolen base. Norfolk has got a man in scoring position now at second. Austin Papstein has again of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Matt Kranz doing the catching chores for Hastings here in game number two. Brooks Asher is out in right field. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball scooped up out of the dirt there by Kranz. Two balls and no strikes now to Austin Papstein. Mason Emery would be next. He's swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Norfolk. Wyman comes set. Looks at the runner at second base. Looks at the runner at second base again. Offers one in the plate. Foul back to the screen. Two balls and one strike now to Austin Papstein. Hastings in the Omaha tournament this weekend. Come back and play at North Platte on Tuesday. Then will return home next Wednesday with a all-important ball game with Kearney Runza beginning at 8. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 7:45. There's a check swing strike by Austin Papstein. It was an inside pitch, a beauty throw there by Wyman, the pitcher for Hastings. Kind of handcuffs Austin Papstein. He wanted to go around with it, but they say he did. Not a clean swing, but he called strike. There's the ball hit to the left side. That gets through there. A diving Paganiba at third can't come up with it. It's in the left field, picked up by Valentine. And now Norfolk has got runners on at first and third base here in the third inning of play. That's a base hit for Austin Papstein. And that's going to bring up Mason Emery next. Emery, he popped one back to the shortstop back there to begin the Norfolk half of the first inning. So he's 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. Emery saw some time on the hill for Norfolk in game number one as he threw the last inning. Started off at first base. There's a throw over to first, and diving back in, there was a Papstein. That was close over there. Merrill applies the tag, but home plate umpire and the base umpire, they say no, not in time. Runners take their leads at first and third base. Devin Wyman comes set, comes to the belt, looks at the runner at first, and now offers one to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Mason Emery. Hastings used two pitchers in game number one. Valentine went six innings. And then coming on for Hastings was Kranz. As Matt Kranz threw the final inning for Hastings 5 points bank in their 11-2 win. There's the ball. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away momentarily from Kranz, the catcher. But staying at first and third base, respectively, are Papstein and Price. Two men on for Norfolk here in the third inning of play. Hastings has got the lead over Norfolk here in the second half of the doubleheader. It is 3-0. Get a quick throw over to first base. Not in time as Papstein is back in there. Wyman climbs back on top of the hill, comes set, another quick throw to first base. That time they got him at first. A pickoff at first base to Austin Papstein. He is retired in the play as he is picked off by Devin Wyman for Hastings. So now there's two men out. A runner is at third base. Hastings pitching staff has picked off a couple here in the past several ball games here at Duncan. Wyman picks one off of the bag at first. Now throws it to the plate and there was a strike, a swing and a miss there by Mason Emery. And the count now to Mason is sitting at two balls and one strike. Now things look a little better now for Hastings here in the third inning. Baylor Price is your runner at third base, but now there's two men out. Here comes the pitch by Wyman to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. There's now three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count here to Mason Emery. He's the leadoff man in the batting order. Bryce Sovereign would be next. Wyman comes set, throws one to the plate. That's going to be hit toward third, fielded there by Panganiban. It goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over. The inning is over here for Norfolk Central Railroad. They score no runs on a base hit. One error on Hastings. And one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning now with a score. Hastings 3, Norfolk nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Second half of a doubleheader tonight involving Hastings and Norfolk. Hastings winning the first ball game 11-2 in six innings, stopped after six by the Cornhusker League-imposed eight-run rule. Hastings now in game number two. We're in the bottom of the third with Hastings out on top by a score of 3-0. It'll be Zach Merrill leading things off here in the third against Micah Gardner. Merrill had a single and scored a run back there in the first inning of play. So he goes to work here, and the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now. To Zach Merrill. Merrill waiting on the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit towards short. Sovereign has got it. Charges. Gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. And Merrill is retired in the play from short to first. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Grant Schmidt. Schmidt in the spot for Panganiban here in the third inning of play. So Grant Schmidt coming to the plate here for Hastings. And he will wait for Micah Gardner's pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Grant Schmidt in the first ball game for Hastings had a baseline balls. And he grounded out once and he walked again. So he's officially 0-for-1 in the ball game, but scored a couple of runs on the walks. Next pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike to Grant Schmidt for Hastings. Brooks Asher will follow him. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the third inning. They're in the home team here in game number two. Next pitch is down on the ground. That's going to be fielded there by the third baseman, Emery. He gets on his feet. It goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Nice play by Mason Emery. Moves to his left out there at third base. Knocks it down. Goes to his knees. And then gets back onto his feet and gets it over in time to Baylor Price, the first baseman to retire Schmidt. So two up, two down here for Hastings in this third inning of play. Now Brooks Asher will come to the plate next. Asher reached on an error back there in inning number one, came around to score a run. Asher had one hit and two RBIs in game number one here tonight. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's not one ball and no strikes. Emery and Sovereign on the left side of the diamond here for Norfolk defensively. Papstein and Price on the right side at second and first base respectively. Gardner's next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be inside and down low. And the count is at two balls and no strikes to Brooks Asher here for Hastings. Out on the outfield, you've got Price, you've got Blitch, and you've got Gilsdorf. Left to right here for Norfolk Central Railroad. There's a high fly ball out toward right field. Gilsdorf backs up, backs up, backs up, and makes the catch out there in deep right field. So Asher gives it a ride, but Grant Gilsdorf, he makes the play on the ball in deep right field there for Norfolk Central Railroad. So Hastings goes down in order here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth with a score, Hastings 3, Norfolk nothing.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner this week. Deals this week, an 08 Chevy Uplander, an 07 Town & Country, and an 05 Trailblazer, all under $7,500. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you a Major League Baseball scoreboard update. Bottom of the ninth inning, Cincinnati Reds leading Philadelphia 4-0. Top of the ninth inning, you've got Oakland out on top of Detroit 5-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Marlins over Chicago. That's the Cubs 7-3. Final score in, the Twins beat the Boston Red Sox tonight by a score of 2-0. The Dodgers and the Rockies being held up by rain. Top of the fourth inning, the White Sox over the Rangers by the score of 7-0. Kansas City continues to lead Cleveland 4-2. They're in the top of the fifth inning now. The game is on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Houston Astros leading Baltimore 2-1. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the first, the Padres have jumped out on top of the Mets. The score is 1-0. There's a bunt laid down here by Norfolk, fielded by Wyman. He goes to first base. That's not going to be in time. So an infield single there by Bryce Sovereign as he bunts his way on here. Nice one laid down in front of the plate. Wyman came down to grab it, but not in time with a throw over to Zach Merrill. So an infield single by Bryce Sovereign. And that's going to bring up Riggins Hopper next. He's the catcher. He struck out his first time up there in inning number one. 3-0 is the score. There's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Sovereign. Wyman picked off a guy in the last inning. He wants to keep those base runners close as Bryce Sovereign gets back off and dusts himself off over there. Takes a good-sized lead. Wyman's next pitch to the plate is going to be swung on and missed. And the count, no balls and one strike. Get you some other scores here in Major League Baseball. The Cardinals beat the Brewers today by a score of 7-4. The Yankees over the Mariners by the score of 3-1. That one is final. Arizona over the Atlanta Braves, 9-8. That one is final. And the Pittsburgh Pirates beat San Francisco 5-2. That one is final. Toronto shut out the Washington Nationals by a score of 8-0. That game is final as well. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Angels will be starting later on tonight. So that's your Major League scoreboard update. Here on 1230 KHIS. Last pitch there to Riggins Hopper is fouled away. So at first base, you've got Bryce Sovereign. Hopper is at the plate here. They got to him, is it no balls and two strikes. And now Devin Wyman has got some shoelace problems. Down on one knee on the pitcher's mound as he laces up his cleats out there. Matt Krantz goes down to make sure he ties up a shoe right. Has a couple of words with his pitcher, Wyman, and now returns behind the dish here. No balls and two strikes to Riggins Hopper, the catcher for North Fork Central Railroad. There's a hard hit ball to center field, but it's going to fall for a base hit. Brock Durr was playing deep out there in center, so a little blooper out there for Riggins Hopper. He gets a base hit, so a couple of singles here for Norfolk in this fourth inning of play. They've got runners on at first and second base now. As Grant Gilsdorf will come to the plate next. Gilsdorf is the right fielder. Gilsdorf tried to lay down a bunt back there in the second inning of play, and he was thrown out by our catcher, Matt Krantz, down at first base. Nobody out. He tries to lay down another bunt here. Third base sign is going to be in foul territory. Everybody's got to go back here. Hastings really needing two wins in this series with Norfolk here tonight to stay in the hunt for the Cornhusker League title. They've already got two losses in the Cornhusker League. To Kearney and once to Columbus. And really, if history is going to repeat itself. You have two losses, and you're not going to be in contention. So Hastings already with two losses. They can ill afford to drop one here tonight to Norfolk. There's a throw to second base, not in time. Sovereign is back in there. So Bryce Sovereign is on at second base. Riggins Hopper is on there at first base. Hastings has got a 3-0 lead here in the second half of the Twin Bill. We're in the fourth inning of play. This is the top of the fourth. Devin Wyman out there throwing for Hastings. Looks at the runner at second base. He had a good-sized lead, and now Wyman stumps off with the rubber and forces that runner to go back to second. No balls in one strike to Grant Gilsdorf. Wyman comes set. Gilsdorf tries to lay down another bunt out in front of the plate. It's going to be a foul ball. So now the count goes to no balls and two strikes. 0-2 to Grant Gilsdorf. Comes back and grabs the club. Looks down to his third base coach down there as he goes through the signs. Hastings able to win 11-2 in the opener tonight. Scored two runs in the third, three in the fifth, and then six in the sixth inning of play. Norfolk scoring their runs, both of them in the sixth inning. There's a ball hit toward third, fielded there by Hastings. They go to second base for a one, and that's all they're going to get. Second base. Nice play. They catch the force out and the Riggins Hopper. As that one goes 5-4, moving over to third base on the play is going to be Sovereign. And now at first base for Norfolk is going to be Grant Gilsdorf. So now there's two men out here in the inning. That's Brooks Asher, who's now playing at the third base for Alex Pangan-Eben. So Asher makes a nice play on the ball there at the third base as Russ Kindig has shuffled things up. Pango, I think, injured himself at the end of the last ball game. So they might be giving him the rest of the night off here. There's a swing and a miss here at the plate here by Blake Bauer. He falls behind it. No balls and one strike. Now there's two men out. Asher is at third base and Reimer is at second. Dreher is still at second base and Merrill is at first base. Wyman on the mound with Matt Kronz behind the plate. Now you've got to Grant Schmidt out in right field for Hastings. Brock Dreher stays out in center field for Hastings Fine Points Bank. And I think this is Valentine still out in left field. There's a throw over to first base. It's not in time. Getting back in there is going to be Grant Gilsdorf. That's the case. Dreher is out in center. Valentine is out in left field for Hastings. This is Blake Bauer at the plate. He's the designated hitter. He grounded out his first time up there. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. Grabbed there by the second baseman. He steps on the bag at second. It gets the force out there. Nice play by Blaine Dreher. The inning is over. As he gets the force out on Gilsdorf at the second base. So the inning is over there for Norfolk. They threaten to get a guy around the third base. Can't score. No runs for Norfolk on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score. Hastings 3, Norfolk nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853. 1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Game number two here tonight. Hastings won the opener by the score of 11-2 to go to 7-6 on the season, trying to finish off the doubleheader sweep here tonight. They've got a 3-0 lead here in the second half of the Twin Bill. We got numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order coming up here for Hastings in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They face Micah Gardner. That's going to be Braden Valentine, Blaine Dreher, and then Devin Wyman. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Matt Krantz. Hastings 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error so far in the ball game. Norfolk, no runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. There's a ball hit to third base. He comes across the diamond to record the outs. Mason Emery goes over to Baylor Price to get the out on Braden Valentine. So Valentine heads back to the third base dugout here. One bat out for Hastings here in the fourth. Blaine Dreher comes up there next. He lined out to the shortstop back there in inning number one. Dreher was hitless in game number one as well. Popped one back to the first baseman, struck out once. Grounded back to the pitcher and popped one to the first baseman. There's a strike delivered up there to Blaine Dreher. No balls in one strike. Blaine star of the day with a batting average of .323. Not helping his matters here in this contest so far. Next pitch can be hit into the Bronco or the Hastings 5 Points Bank dugout here on the third base side. No balls and two strikes to Blaine Dreher. Batting in the number 7 position here tonight. This one scheduled for 7 between Norfolk and Hastings. Micah Gardner winds and delivers. Next pitch comes inside and beams him. Blaine Dreher is hit by a pitch, so Hastings gets a base runner. Dreher heads down to first base on the play. And that's going to bring up Devin Wyman next, the pitcher. Wyman, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number 2. So Wyman comes back up there for Hastings. Wyman still looking for his first base hit of the season. He had just one other plate appearance until he appeared in the second inning, so this is his third one of the season. He's 0 for 2 at the plate for this year. There's a throw over to first base. Blaine Dreher is back in there. Hastings out on top, scoring all 3 runs in the first inning. Hastings had 3 runs on a couple of base hits. Norfolk had a couple of errors in the first inning to help us along. Hastings able to score 3 runs in the initial inning, and that's all the scoring we have seen so far in the ball game. As the next throw goes over to first base, it's not going to be in time. Dreher is back in there. Now he inches away from the bag again. Baylor Price will hold him on. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is in there for a strike. A throw down there is nowhere close. And a stolen base for Blaine Dreher. Riggins Hopper, the catcher, throws her down there, but it was high and way off the bag down there at second. So Blaine is in scoring position now at second base with a stolen base for Hastings. Down here at the plate on Devin Wyman is sitting at no balls and one strike. And now Blaine Dreher will take his lead from second base. Micah Gardner comes set, throws one to the plate. Going to be down low. Good grab there behind the plate by Hopper, the catcher. Now letting that one come back to the screen to allow Blaine Dreher to advance any further. The count is sitting at 1-1 down to Devin Wyman, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's the pitcher tonight for Hastings here in game number 2. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. And the count is sitting at 1-2. Matt Krantz would be next. Just joining us, Krantz was the hero in game number 1. He came up with 3 base hits and an RBI as Hastings knocked off Norfolk Central Railroad by a score of 11-2 in the opener. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now the count is even up at 2-2. Temperature in the 70s as the sun begins to set here in Hastings tonight. Been a very enjoyable night after they had a threat of some severe thunderstorms throughout the area here tonight, but so far we have seen nothing in the form of rain. And we have worked ourselves into the fourth inning of play. Grand Island and Kearney canceled their games tonight, or at least postponed them because of the threat of severe weather. But so far, nothing showing up on radar in central Nebraska. Next pitch is going to be down low, and Wyman gets a base on balls here. So Wyman heads down to the bag at first base. And for Gardner, he hit a man back in the second inning of play. That's going to be his first walk. He also hit a man here in the fourth. That was Blaine Dreher. So a couple of hit batters and a walk now. Wyman's going to come out of the ballgame now, and running at first base is going to be Vinny Schmidt. Matt Krantz will come to the plate here for Hastings, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here tonight. So Matt Krantz was hit by a pitch back there in inning number 2. And he will take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings threatening again here in the fourth inning. Already leading by the score of 3-0. Only one man out. Micah Gardner comes set. Offers another one to the plate. That ball is going to be poked to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Gildors picks it up on the hop out there. Around the back at third. Coming home is going to be Dreher. He's going to score easily. As the throw comes in, it was cut off there. Blaine Dreher scores from second base. So Matt Krantz gets another RBI here. An RBI single for Matt Krantz as Blaine Dreher comes all the way around from second base to score. That makes it a 4-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Ending up at second base on the play is going to be Vinny Schmidt running for Devin Wyman. Matt Krantz is aboard at first base, and now Brock Dreher comes up there next. Dreher batting on the leadoff position. He reached on an error his last time up there in inning number 2. Popped one to second base in inning number 1, so he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. He had 2 base hits in the opener and had an RBI. Here comes the next pitch that hit him up around his face mask there on his helmet. He said he leaned away from it, so just a close call there for Brock Dreher. It's 2 balls and no strikes now to Brock. He's a center fielder for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Here comes a 2-0 pitch now from Gardner. That's going to be outside and down low for another ball. It's 3 balls and no strikes. So now Micah Gardner is running into some problems here for Norfolk Central Railroad in this fourth inning. He's given up a hit batter. He's walked a man. He's given up an RBI single. Now he's behind in the count here to Brock Dreher. 3 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him again. So another baseline ball is given up there. He heads down to first base on the play. And now the head coach for Norfolk pops out of the dugout here as Hastings has loaded up the bases here in this fourth inning of play. And we'll see what Norfolk elects to do here in the fourth inning with only one man out. So Micah Gardner running into some jams here in this fourth inning. As the conversation continues out there on the pitcher's mound, American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Micah Gardner is going to stay out there for Norfolk. Each team only has one reserve in their dugouts. So probably any pitching change would have to come within somebody out there on the field right now. Sam Reimer is going to come to the plate for Hastings, and he sends a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Reimer falls behind it. No balls and one strike.
Go, line drive.
Reimer 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out a couple of times. Reimer in the first game had 2 hits and 3 RBIs for Hastings. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that stays up high for a ball. One ball and one strike down to Sam Reimer. Hastings in the Omaha tournament this weekend. They'll come back next week and play a road game at North Platte on Tuesday and a home contest against Kearney on Wednesday. High fly ball toward right field. Gilsdorf grabs it. Guy tagging up at third base and scoring. Standing up there for Hastings is going to be Vinny Schmidt running for Devin Wyman. So Sam Reimer gets an RBI as he flies out to right field. Vinny Schmidt comes in to score. That makes it a 5-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. The other two runners also, well, at least Krantz, he's over at third base now, and Brock Dreher, he stays at first. Where Hastings, the runners are on at the corners. There goes the runner at first base now as Merrill sends that one out to a center field. Blitch backs up, and he makes the catch as he settles under it. And the inning is over as Merrill flies out to center field here for Hastings 5 points back. Hastings able to score another couple of runs here in the fourth. Now Hastings has the lead over Norfolk Central Railroad and American Legion baseball action tonight here at Duncan. It is Hastings 5, Norfolk nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Treat Dad like a king this Father's Day and shop at Gary Michaels Clothiers. There's special savings throughout the store. Buy any two sportswear items at regular price and receive the third free. Mix and match Nike golf shorts and polos with Tommy Bahama camp shirts and shorts. Perfect for the golfer or casual dad. For the professional dad, all in-stock seasonal sports coats and suits now 30 to 50% off. Add a dress shirt and receive a tie half price. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Dad. Downtown Hastings and on the bricks, Kearney. Open late Thursday and Saturday until 4.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field here tonight. American Legion baseball action. Hastings out on top of Norfolk. The score is 5-0 as we head to inning number 5 here tonight. Norfolk, they're going to send up their number 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the 5th inning. You're going to see T.J. Price, you're going to see Baylor Price, and you're going to see Hunter Blitch. Against Devin Wyman, who has went all the way so far for Hastings through 4 innings. He's thrown just 46 pitches so far, giving up 3 hits and no runs. He hasn't walked anybody yet, and he struck out 1. So Wyman picking up right where he left off the other day when he threw 3 innings of relief in the ball game against Lincoln East here at home. Wyman has worked himself all of a sudden into the starting rotation here for Hastings 5 points back. T.J. Price coming up there now for Norfolk Central Railroad. 0-for-1 so far in this ball game. He's a left-handed hitter as Devin Wyman will go to work on him. There's a ground ball right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit into right field as Grant Schmidt picks it up there for Hastings. T.J. Price, he singles to right field there to lead off this 5th inning of play for Norfolk Central Railroad. And now Baylor Price comes to the plate next. Price reached on an error back there in inning number 3. Baylor also played in the first ball game for Norfolk Central Railroad. And Price, he had a single in the 6th inning of play. Price was actually the starting pitcher for Norfolk. Then he got moved to first base and came to bat in the 6th inning and had that single. As Hastings beat Norfolk in the opener by the score of 11-2. There's a swing and a miss by Price at the plate. And the count to him is at 1-1. Senior citizen night tonight here at the ballpark, but as you might expect, with the night progressing, most of the senior citizens have went back home. Take a little nappy. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of play. It's now 1-2 here. 1-2 the count to Baylor Price. Norfolk in their purple uniforms here tonight, their purple tops and their gray baseball pants. Hastings in their white and blacks here tonight. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is up high. The throw down there by Kranz is going to be too late. A stolen base there for T.J. Price as he steals one on Matt Kranz. Now the count here at the plate is at 2-1 to Baylor Price. Hunter Blitch would be next here for Norfolk. Standing in the on-deck circle here in the first base side. There's a high fly ball. It's going to stay here in the infield. Grabbing it at second base for Hastings is going to be Dreher. And that's the first out of inning number 5 here tonight. Baylor Price flying out to the second baseman, Blaine Dreher. Hunter Blitch comes up there next. Hunter Blitch is a center fielder. He flew out to center field. Back there in his last plate appearance in inning number 3. Blitch, he had 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. Also grounded out once. He reached on a base on balls, and now he's hit by a pitch. Hunter Blitch is hit by a pitch, so he heads down to first base on the play. Runners are now on at first and second base for Norfolk Central Railroad here in the 5th inning. With one man out, the number 9 guy in the batting order comes up there, Austin Papstein. As he comes to the plate, watches a pitch there go right down the pipe for a called strike. No balls in 1. Austin had a single back there in the 3rd inning of play. Then he was picked off by our pitcher, Devin Wyman, over at first base. Wyman offers one of the plate again. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. The count is now even up at 1-1. Bamstein in the first ball game, he was 2-for-3. Checked out 1-for-2. He had a single and he bopped one to the shortstop in his two plate appearances in game number one. He fouls away this pitch in the right-hand batter's box, and now the count is at 1-2. Hastings sitting at 7-6 in the season after their winner in the opener. Looking for a sweep here tonight to try to keep with the pace, keep with the big dogs in the Cornhusker League here for the 2015 summer. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Brock Greer comes on. It's going to fall for a base hit right in front of him. And now Norfolk has got the bases loaded here in a fifth inning of play. Austin Papstein, he gets a single out to center field. He's aboard at first. Hunter Blitch is on at second base. T.J. Price is over at third base. And now the top of the order for Norfolk will come to bat here. This is Mason Emery. He comes to the plate next. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. He's playing at third base tonight. Flew out to shortstop. Back in inning number one, he grounded out in inning number three. So Norfolk, despite being outplayed here, within striking distance, they've got a 5-0 deficit to make up, but we're just in the fifth inning of play of this seven-inning ball game. Norfolk has got the bases loaded here with only one man out. Here's the next pitch to Mason. That ball's going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. A run is going to score here. And Norfolk will have the bases loaded still as Mason Emery gets an RBI single here in the fifth inning. Coming in from third base to score is going to be T.J. Price. That makes the score now 5-1 in favor of Hastings. And here comes Russ Kindig out of the dugout for Hastings 5 points back. And that might be all she wrote here for Devin Wyman. He's got us into the fifth inning as the discussion is going to continue. Russ Kindig out of the pitcher's mound here for Hastings. So Wyman is sitting at 56 pitches right now. But now it's a 5-1 ball game in favor of Hastings. Yeah, I think we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 points banker, are we? Yeah, we're going to have a pitching change coming up here. I think Zach Merrill is going to come on and throw for Hastings. So we got a pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 points back. We'll take a break. We're in inning number five. The score is Hastings 5-1.
All of us at 5 points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
5 points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and 5 points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
So Zach Merrill is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. Merrill threw over the weekend. He threw last Friday night in the ball game against Lincoln Northeast. He went the distance and he gave up 7 hits and 4 runs, 3 of those earned, 3 base on balls and 5 strikeouts, as Hastings lost to Lincoln Northeast by the score of 4-3. So now Merrill will come on in relief here in this ball game. We're in the fifth inning of play. Hastings with a 5-1 lead over Columbus, rather 5-1 lead over Norfolk. And Norfolk has got the bases loaded here in this fifth inning of play. So now Zach Merrill on the mound for Hastings as the next pitch is fouled back to the screen. Brooks Asher, we're just moving him all over the place here tonight. Asher moves from third base over to first base now, and Devin Wyman moves from the pitcher's mound over to third base. So 5-1 is the score. Norfolk has got one man out here in the fifth inning, and they're threatening to put some more runs on this board. They've got the bases juiced here in this inning. Over at third base is Blitch. Second base, Papstein. Over at first base, Mason Emery. Bryce Sovereign is your guy here at the plate for Norfolk Central Railroad. He is 1-for-2 so far in the ball game. Had a single his last time up there. At inning number 5, there's a ball that's going to come back to the screen. Was it off of the handle of the bat? It was not. It was just a wild pitch thrown there. But the runners stay put. So now Zach Merrill on the mound here for Hastings. Merrill has thrown 14 innings for Hastings Fine Points Bank. His record 1 win, 1 loss on the season. He's given up 12 hits in those 14 innings. 5 runs, 4 of those earned. 5 base on balls, 14 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 2.00. And here's the pitch that's going to be inside for a ball. Now, Kron's having a tough time locating the ball as it popped out of his glove. What do we have here? Going down to first base is Sovereign. And now we've got is that a ball? Russ Kindy coming out and checking with the home plate umpire. If that's the case, he walks in a run. And that is the case. A base on ball is given up there. So they walk in a run as Hunter Blitch comes in to score. That makes it a 5-2 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Running down to third base on the play is going to be Papstein. Down at second base is now Emery. Sovereign is on at first base with a base on balls. That run will be charged to Devin Wyman. And now here comes Riggins Hopper to the plate next. So now all of a sudden it's a 5-2 ball game in favor of Hastings in the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Next pitch is going to be inside, but they nick the inside corner for a strike. Now 2 balls and 1 strike to Riggins Hopper. He has struck out once, and he's got a single here in the ball game here in game number 2. Takes a whack at that one and goes after an outside pitch and comes up empty. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now Hastings on defense has got Krantz behind the plate, Zach Merrill on the mound. You have Devin Wyman over at third base, Sam Reimer at shortstop, Blaine Dreher at second base, Brooks Asher at first. And no changes in the outfield, Valentine Dreher and Grant Schmidt. So now Russ Kindig again is out of the Hastings dugout, talking with the home plate umpire. Loses that conversation as he heads back to take a seat. Bases are loaded here for Norfolk in this fifth inning of play. Here comes a pitch by Merrill. Swung on a miss, and he strikes him out. So a big strikeout there for Zach Merrill as Riggins goes down. Strikeout number 1 in the ball game now for Zach Merrill. Now there's 2 men out here in the fifth inning. And Grant Gilsdorf will come to the plate next. Gilsdorf trying to lay down a bunt back there in the second inning. It was thrown out by the catcher, Matt Krantz. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. The pitch by Merrill is going to be outside and down low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Grant Gilsdorf playing out in right field. He was 0-for-2 in game number 1 tonight with a walk. Next pitch by Merrill. Swung on and missed. Fastball there by Zach. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings trying to get out of the inning here with no further damage done. It's a 5-2 ball game. Hastings with a lead over Norfolk. Next pitch is going to be a high fastball. It gets away from the catcher, Krantz. Coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Papstein. So a pass ball there on the catcher, Matt Krantz, allows Papstein to come in to score. And now all of a sudden, Norfolk is within 2 runs here in the fifth inning of play. It's a 5-3 ball game. Running down to third place is going to be Emery. Down in second base in the play is going to be Sovereign. There's the ball that's going to be hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit picked up under by Schmidt. 1 run scores. Here comes the second one of the plate, and Norfolk has come back to tie the score. Gilsdorf gets a 2-run single here in the fifth inning of play. Plates a couple of runs as Emery comes in from third base to score. Coming around from a second base to score in the play is going to be Sovereign. And Norfolk has come up with 5 runs here in the 5th inning of play. And now we are tied up at 5 runs apiece. Blake Bauer comes to the plate next. He's the 9th guy to come to the plate here in this inning. So now a 5-5 ball game between Hastings and Norfolk. You've been watching this one. You would think that Hastings is controlling this one. That's not the case on the scoreboard. There's a bouncing ball to short. Reimer's got it. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over.
Three smartphone.
But we've got 9 guys coming to the plate here for Norfolk, and they score 5 runs. We head to the bottom of the 5th now with a score. Hastings 5 and Norfolk 5.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
1230 KHAS.
So now we head to the bottom half of the 5th inning. Hastings, the home team here in game number 2. It's a 5-5 ball game between Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. So the number is now complete for Devin Wyman. He goes officially 4 1/3 innings in the ball game here tonight. He throws 59 pitches. He gives up 6 hits and 4 runs, all 4 earned. No base on balls and 1 strikeout. Zach Merrill comes out in the last inning and throws 2/3. So a 5-5 ball game between Hastings and Norfolk here tonight. We'll see if Hastings can get their bats going again here in the 5th inning. Hastings scoring 3 runs in the 1st inning and 2 more in the 4th. Norfolk scoring all their runs there in that last half of an inning. So this is Grant Schmidt coming into the plate for Hastings. Schmidt is playing out in right field now for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Reached on, let's see, he was grounded out once back in the 3rd inning. He's been able to play 1 time here in this 2nd ball game, and he grounded out. So he's 0-1 as he comes to the plate here in the 5th now for Hastings 5 points. Micah Gardner stays out there for Norfolk. Here in this inning, he's went all the way here for Central Railroad. He's thrown 62 pitches so far, giving up 5 runs and 4 hits. A couple of walks and no strikeouts so far in the ball game. We haven't really seen an overpowering pitcher yet in this ball game here tonight, either in the 1st game or the 2nd game so far. So Grant Schmidt is at the plate. Place is still quiet here at Duncan Field tonight. Fans watching the ball game here tonight. 2nd half with a doubleheader. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And the count now to Schmidt is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. Schmidt, then Asher, then Braden Valentine scheduled up here for Russ Kindig. And Hastings 5 points back here in this one. There's a hard hit ball to left field that's going to curve, though, over into foul territory. So a long strike there on Grant Schmidt. The count to him is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kansas City Royals continue to lead the Cleveland Indians. It is 4-2. They're in the top of the 7th inning now at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. We've got the game on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. High chopper out towards second, fielded there by Sovereign. The shortstop, he goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Grant Schmidt trying to get aboard there. A chopper as Sovereign grabs it right at second base there, the shortstop. He gets it over the first baseman, Baylor Price, to get the out. Now Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. Asher started in right field tonight, moved to third base. Now Asher is over at first base. He is 0-2 so far in this ball game. Reached on an error in the 1st inning. Came around to score one of the 3 runs. Flew out to right field and hitting number 3. Asher in the first ball game. 1 hit, 2 RBIs for Hastings. Asher up there now here in the fifth inning with nobody on and one man out. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Asher, he started the day with a batting average of .294. Batting here in the right-hand batter's box against Micah Gardner. Gardner's next pitch is on the way. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch there. Right at the knees on Brooks Asher. And the count is at 2-1. Braden Valentine would be next, and then Blaine Dreher. Micah Gardner winds and delivers. Next pitch is on the way. Swung on and missed here by Asher. A big swing there by St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, and he comes up empty. 2-2 here to Asher, batting in the fifth inning of play. Gardner's got his sign, comes to the plate. There's the ball hit to the right side, over the glove of the second baseman into right field. So Bricks Asher gets aboard here in the fifth inning of play. Papstein, the second baseman, had a play on the ball as he was moving to his left. He knocks it down before it went into the right field, but couldn't pull her down in time to get her over the first base. So Brooks Asher gets aboard here for Hastings Fine Points Bank here in this one in the fifth inning. That's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. They're going to give Asher a base hit on the play. So Asher gets aboard here in the fifth inning. Braden Valentine coming to the plate next. He had a two-run single back there in the first inning. Grounded out in inning number 4, so he's 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Valentine in the opener hit by a pitch. Popped one to the third baseman. Lined out to the third baseman and struck out once. He was also the winning pitcher. Went 6 innings in the opener for Hastings. Gave up 4 hits, a couple of runs, 5 walks and a strikeout as he won his first ball game of the 2015 season in the opener. 5-5 is the score here in the nightcap. Hastings in Norfolk here tonight. Brooks Asher is on at first base, takes his lead, stays put. Pitch comes to the plate inside and Valentine. And the count is sitting at 2-0. So Valentine strikes or backs out of the batter's box. Now he digs back in here on the right-hand side as Gardner works from the stretch. Some off-speed stuff is going to be up high for a ball. And the count now is at 3-0. So 3-0 the count here to Braden Valentine. Blaine Dreher would be next. We're in the top half, or actually the bottom half now of the fifth inning. Tied up at 5 runs apiece. Here comes the next pitch to Valentine, taking all the way there, and he takes a strike. 3-1. Now we'll see if head coach Russ Kindig will send Brooks Asher over here at first base. Brooks with a good lead. Count is at 3-1. He'll stay put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So base on balls, and Hastings has now got runners on at first and second base. Here in the fifth, Blaine Dreher comes up there next. So that's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game coming up there by Micah Gardner. He's went all the way here for Norfolk in game number 2. So Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. That was back in the fourth inning. Lined out to the shortstop in inning number 1. There's a foul ball. First base side is going to get out of play into the seats. So no balls and 1 here to Blaine Dreher. Blaine also played in game number 1 here tonight. He was 0-for-4 at the plate. Dreher will play at second base for the rest of the week. Vinny Schmidt got some family matters to take care of this weekend, so he will not be with the team when they play in the Omaha tournament this weekend. So Blaine Dreher is getting some playing time here tonight. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Nice grab there by the third baseman. Long throw across the diamond. Gets by the first baseman, Price. Runner's going to come in to score. And around the second base and heading to third is going to be Dreher. Valentine's going to come in to score for Hastings. And that makes it a 6-5 ball game. There are 2 runs should score. There's Blaine Dreher comes all the way around over to third base. So Asher comes in to score. Valentine comes around to score as well for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Or wait a minute, they say The third baseman stepped on the bag at third to record the out before he went across the diamond. So Asher is out at third base. Valentine does score, though. That makes it a 6-5 ball game. And then a throwing error on the third baseman as he goes back across the diamond to try to double up Blaine Dreher. Got by the first baseman, Baylor Price. And Dreher ends up at third base. So Asher is out at third as the third baseman, Mason Emery, steps on the bag down there. They catch the force out. They try to double it up, and he threw the ball away. So now there's two men out. There's a bouncing ball left side, fielded there by Sovereign in the hole at shortstop. He throws it way across the diamond. Hey, got him at first base. First baseman Baylor Price high into the air to grab the ball. He comes down on the bag, and now Russ Kindig back out again on the playing surface here. And he can't believe that one. Neither can the fans are still on hand. Bryce Sovereign, he comes over to first base. High in the air was Baylor Price. He comes down on the bag, and they say that Wyman is retired in the play. Wow, that was, as you can tell, it didn't sell well with the fans here. And the inning is over, but Hastings has got the lead after five innings. It's now Hastings 6 and Norfolk 5.
Meeting new friends is why. Having fun is why. Active kids is why. Trying something new is why. Camp is why. And Sports Camps 2015 is why. At the Hastings YMCA. Starting June 2nd, it's soccer camp. Followed by tennis, volleyball, cheer, basketball, and in July, it's football camp. All camps are from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For specific camp dates and to sign up, contact the Y at 463-3139. Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's a 6-5 ball game, but Norfolk may have got away with something there on that last play. There's Devin Wyman is retired in the play from short to first. The throw by the shortstop for Norfolk was extremely high. The first baseman does a great job just pulling that baby in. That was Baylor Price. He comes back down on the bag, and they say that was in time to beat Devin Wyman. Looked like Wyman is there in plenty of time, but the base umpire says no. Rules that he was out over there, and Russ Kindig has talked to the base umpire, the home plate umpire. Now he's back in the third base dugout, and Hastings has a 6-5 lead now as we head to the sixth inning of play. So 6-5, Hastings has got the lead. We do score one run on the throwing error by the third baseman, Mason Emery, on the ball hit by Blaine Dreher. So Hastings has got the lead here, 6-5. But Norfolk coming up now here in the sixth inning. And back out there for Hastings, the throw in this sixth inning will be Zach Merrill. So Norfolk goes to work here. And a pitch by Merrill is going to be outside for a ball. T.J. Price is where we're starting here in the sixth inning. They batted around in inning number five, so Price is back up there. Here in the sixth, two balls and no strikes. The T.J. Price. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. That baby's going to be fouled away. Into the seats here at Duncan. And it counts at two balls and one strike. Hastings 5 points back. They'll play in the Omaha tournament this weekend at North Platte next Tuesday. Our next radio game will be next Wednesday night when Kearney Runza comes to town. 8 o'clock starting time. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 7:45 next Wednesday. Then next Friday night, a week from this Friday, they're going to play a team from Las Vegas. They'll be playing one single ball game here at Duncan Field. It's going to be fan appreciation night when Hastings takes on this team from Las Vegas as Price continues to foul away pitch after pitch after pitch here. So fan appreciation night a week from Friday, free admission between Hastings and this team from Las Vegas that's coming to the College World Series in Omaha and wanted to play a game here at Duncan. So they're going to play it next Friday. Here's another foul ball Now the home plate umpire is out of baseball. So that was about four straight pitches that T.J. Price has fouled away on about the same location over here on the third base side. Right above the roof over here on the third base side of the newly renovated Duncan Field. Two balls and two strikes. T.J. Price batting here in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight between Hastings and Norfolk. There's a hard hit ball. The second base, Blaine Drew's got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. T.J. Price is retired into play from second to first. Bricks Asher now at first base for Hastings defensively. With Drew at second, Reimer at shortstop, and Devin Wyman over here at third base. Baylor Price coming to the plate next. For Norfolk, so far in this ball game, he's reached down an error. And he's hit one back to the shortstop, so he's 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Baylor Price hitting from the right-hand side here. He takes a look at a pitch there. It's in there for a strike. So Zach Merrill throwing here for Hastings. On a relief now of Devin Wyman. Hastings used two pitchers in the opener. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Gets away momentarily from Matt Krantz. But nobody on the base pads right now. No hurt. One ball and two strikes. Temperature was 79 degrees at game time tonight. We had a huge threat of some severe thunderstorms to move through the area tonight. Our chances of getting this doubleheader in at the beginning of the night was not very good. But so far, we have not seen any rain whatsoever. So we checked the in-house radar here in the press box. We do see some rain in north central Kansas right now moving this way, but we should be well in hand in this one. There's a strikeout as Baylor Price strikes out here in the sixth inning. And snuff down just beginning to work its way near the Nebraska-Kansas border moving this way. So we should be free and clear on this one. Hunter Blitz comes to the plate next. He takes a swing at the first one and misses. Down is at no balls and one strike to Hunter Blitz. He's the number 8 guy in the batting order. Next one is going to be fouled away. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. 7-inning ball game here tonight. Hastings out on top of Norfolk by a score of 6-5. Desperately needing a doubleheader sweep tonight to stay with the horses in the Cornhusker League here this season. Next ball comes back to the screen on a foul tap off of the bat of Hunter Blitz. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Two men out for Norfolk Central Railroad here in the sixth inning of play. Merrill swinging a miss. And they go down in order here in inning number 6. For Merrill, that's going to be strikeouts number 2 and 3 since he came on relief in the last inning. Norfolk goes down in order here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The score is Hastings 6 and Norfolk 5.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming brought to you all season long by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings scoring 3 runs in the first inning, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. Norfolk doing all their damage in the fifth inning of play. 6-5 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here in the second half of the doubleheader. After Hastings easily winning the first ball game by a score of 11-2 in six innings. So Hastings looking for a sweep here tonight, but Norfolk not rolling over. Micah Gardner will stay out there. He'll throw here at inning number six. Micah Gardner. Through five innings, he's thrown 80 pitches. He's given up five hits and six runs, three of those earned, three base on balls and no strikeouts. But he goes to work on Hastings here in the bottom half of the sixth. Coming up here for Hastings will be Matt Krantz. We're going to see 9-1-2 in the batting order, so it'll be Krantz, then Brock Dreher, then Sam Reimer. One of those get aboard. We'll see Zach Merrill here in this inning. So waiting on the warm-up tosses. Now we're going to see a new pitcher, I think, out there. Yeah, a new pitcher is going to come on now for Norfolk here in this inning. And coming on is going to be Heath Kaler. So Heath Kaler, who played at second base, is going to come on now for Norfolk here in this inning. As he'll throw in the sixth now. So Heath Kaler comes on here for Norfolk. He is a right-handed thrower, and the first guy he'll face is going to be Matt Krantz. So the numbers we just gave you are the final numbers for Micah Gardner. Five hits, three walks, no strikeouts, gives up the six runs so far. So now Kaler is out there. Heath Kaler for Norfolk Central Railroad here in this sixth inning of play to face Hastings. And the first two pitches he throws here to Matt Krantz are going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes. So a quiet night tonight here at Duncan Field as Hastings has been in control most of the way. Had an 11-2 win in the opener, and Hastings have been playing with the lead most of this ball game until they give up five runs in the fifth inning, but Hastings able to score a run in the bottom half of the fifth inning. They've got the lead here over Norfolk by a score of 6-5. Now the catcher, Riggins Hopper, has got some shoelace problems, and he's going to tie that up behind the plate here. Now he's set to go as he takes his position. Three balls and no strikes now to Matt Krantz. Krantz, a right-handed hitter here for Hastings. Had a base hit his last time up there in the fourth inning. Drive home a run. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So the first guy that's a Heath Kaler sees, he walks here in the sixth inning. That's Matt Krantz. And Brock Dreher comes up there next. Dreher, he flew out to second base his first time up there in inning number one. Reached on an error in the second. Had a base on balls in the fourth. Comes up there now with a man on at first base. Hastings out on top here by a score of 6-5. Kaler comes set. Offers one to the plate. Outside. Nope, they say it hit the outside corner for a strike. Wow. No balls and one strike there to Brock Dreher. Playing out in center field here. Game number one, Dreher had two base hits and one RBI. Also scored a couple of runs. The catcher, Riggins Hopper, goes out. Has a couple of words with Heath Kaler. Your base runner down there at first base for Hastings is going to be Matt Krantz. Takes his lead down there, stays put. Dreher lays down a bunt. Nice one. Fielded there by Kaler. His throw is to first base, and the sacrifice works. As the runner heads down to second base on the play, that's Krantz. So the sacrifice works here. Brock Dreher is retired in the play from pitcher to first. And now coming up to the plate for Hastings is going to be Vinny Schmidt. So Vinny Schmidt's going to come to bat here in the sixth inning for Hastings. Vinny's basically been used as a courtesy runner out there tonight. But Vinny Schmidt's going to try his luck here in the sixth inning. Schmidt's got a batting average of .312 in the season as he will get his first plate appearance in this ball game here tonight. And the first pitch to Vinny Schmidt's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Schmidt so far this year, he's got 10 base hits and 32 trips to the plate. All 10 of those hits have been singles. He's got three RBIs. He has scored 10 runs. Here the ball gets away now from the catcher, Hopper, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Matt Krantz. So the pitch came in there that the catcher, Riggins Hopper, couldn't control. It goes trickling over here on the first base side, and taking third base on the play is going to be Krantz. The count down, and Schmidt is sitting at 1-1. Vinny Schmidt has walked 3 times. He has struck out 2 so far this season. And now Kaler's got some more shoelace problems here. A lot of that going around here in this inning. Heath Kaler gets his right cleat all handled there. Now he's set to go as he gets back on top of the hill here. 1-1, 1 man out in the 6th inning. Hastings out on top of the score is 6-5. Here's Vinny trying to lay down a bunt and fouls it away on the first base side. There's no balls and 2 strikes. Russ trying to sneak one home here in the 6th inning. Going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box. 1-2 now to Vinny Schmidt. In the bottom half of the 6th inning, Vinny now is confused, and he's going to go down there and talk with Russ Kindig as he walks down the third baseline. Hastings won the opener tonight over Norfolk by a score of 11-2. A game stopped after 6 innings by the 8-run rule, and this one's just kind of lugging along here. We're in the bottom half of the 6th inning with Hastings out on top by a score of 6-5 here in this one. Vinny Schmidt comes back to the right-hand batter's box. 1-2 with 1 man out. 1 man on at third base. Here comes the next pitch by Kaler. It's on the way, and it's going to be fouled back over the screen and out of play. But Vinny Schmidt hanging in there at 1-2. Zach Merrill would be next for Hastings. He's in the on-deck circle. Heath Kaler looks in for the sign from Riggins Hopper, the pitcher, the catcher. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. It's 2-2. Heath Kaler working rather slowly here for Norfolk Central Railroad as he throws here in the 6th inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. It's down 3-2. So Vinny Schmidt has worked the count full here. 3-2 with Merrill foaming at the mouth. He would like to get out there here in this 6th inning. 1 man out here for Hastings. Here comes a 3-2 pitch hit on the ground, left side, fielded by Sovereign at shortstop. Picks it up. He goes to first base. A long stretch by the first baseman, Price, and they've got Vinny Schmidt. But a run comes in to score. Vinny has retired in the play from short to first, but coming in to score maybe a big insurance run is Matt Krantz there. So Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 7-5. He comes in on the ground out by Vinny Schmidt here in this 6th inning. And now there's 2 men out for Hastings, 5 points back. And now Zach Merrill comes to the plate. The bases are empty now here in the 6th inning. As we look ahead to the Norfolk half of the 7th, they've got numbers 9, 1, and 2 scheduled up in the batting order. Zach Merrill is going to take a strike here. No balls and 1 strike to Zach. Had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play. Not an RBI. He just had a single in the first inning. Grounded out once and flew out to center field. So he's 1-for-3 here in game number 2. Merrill in the first ball game. There he had an RBI. Had an RBI single in the 3rd. Flew out to right field and grounded out once. So Zach Merrill batting in the number 3 position. He hits that ball hard, and that's going to be in the hole, I do believe. The center fielder runs out there, and Blitz, he comes up with a diving catch out there in left center field, a sensational catch by Hunter Blitz out there in center field. Wow. Tell you what, he didn't come up with that one. That was going to roll to the wall at 405 feet away, but Hunter Blitz lays his body out there and robs Zach Merrill of a base hit, a sensational play by the center fielder for Norfolk. And the inning is over here in the 6th. Hastings able to score 1 run, though, on no base hits. No errors on Norfolk, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the 7th inning with a score, Hastings 7, Norfolk 5.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Brock Dreher is going to come on and throw now for Hastings here in this final inning. And this is going to be Blaine Dreher coming on. Blaine Dreher, come on and throw. He threw an inning last night against Grand Island. Shut the Islanders down. Had a couple of strikeouts in that final inning. So Blaine Dreher comes on and throws now for Hastings here in the seventh inning. Zach Merrill moves back over to a first base. That means Brooks Asher will give him another position. He's going to play second base here. So Asher, he started out in right field, came over to third base, then he went to first base. Now Asher is at second base for Hastings here in the seventh inning. So Blaine Dreher is on the pitcher's mound now for Hastings to try to get us out of here with a victory. Hastings got a 7-5 lead over Norfolk Central Railroad. This is Austin Papstein coming to the plate, the number 9 here in the batting order. He's got a couple of base hits so far in the ball game, but he can't come around in a fastball there from Dreher. A swing and a miss. As no balls and two strikes here to Papstein. Dreher working quickly. He throws nothing but smoke. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Blaine Dreher, he has thrown 6 2/3 innings so far. There's a ball that's going to be hit in foul territory. Now remains at 1-2. Dreher has got 2 saves so far this year in 2 opportunities. In his 6 2/3 innings, he's given up 2 hits and 4 runs. 3 of those earned, 4 base on balls, 8 strikeouts. Next pitch comes back to the screen. That one got away from him. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings is out on top here by a score of 7-5. Hastings won the opener by a score of 11-2. Hastings looking for this sweep here tonight. Matt Krantz now having a little problem here. Got some perspiration on his hand. He goes over and gets a little dirt in there. They're rubbing to his mitt. Now he's ready to go. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away, back out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coming up after the ball game here tonight, we'll name our players of the game from our American Legion doubleheader here tonight. Get to the coach's post-game show. Before we get out of here, what was Senior Citizen Night. There's the ball hit right back to Dreher on the mound. He goes to first base, and there's the first out of the seventh inning. Austin Papstein is retiring the play from pitcher to first, and that's going to bring up the top of the order now. And Mason Emery. Emery had an RBI single back there in the fifth inning, came around to score a run. Grounded out once in the third inning of play, and he popped one back to the shortstop in inning number 1. He's officially 1-for-3 here in this ball game. Mason, he was 0-for-3 in game number 1 out of that leadoff spot. So Mason Emery comes up here in the seventh inning. His team trailing by a score of 7-5, needing some base runners. It won't come easy against Blaine Dreher. Blaine throws another fastball there. It hits the corner of the plate for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike now. The Mason Emery. Next pitch on the way by Dreher. That's going to be inside for a ball as it hops back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings will play in the Omaha tournament this weekend. Road game at North Platte on Tuesday. Back to face Kearney Runza on Wednesday back here at Duncan Field. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. And now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have that game for you on Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. Airtime 7:45 for the pregame show, 8 o'clock for the first pitch. Hastings and Kearney runs on Wednesday. Next pitch is swung on and lined into the fencing right above the first base dugout. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're in the seventh inning. You'll play this at the top of the seventh. Norfolk needing a couple of runs here in this inning to continue the ball game. Blaine Dreher rocks and fires. Next one is on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Certainly don't want to give Norfolk any free passes here. Down by a couple of runs here in the seventh inning. Blaine Dreher gets his sign from Matt Krantz. And now a timeout's going to be called here by Mason Emery as he backs out of the batter's box. 7-5 is the score. Hastings is out on top, but there's a baseline ball is given up there. A walk given up there to the leadoff guy in the batting order, Mason Emery. He is down the bag at first, and now the tying run comes to the plate here in the form of Bryce Sovereign. Kansas City Royals, they continue to lead the Cleveland Indians. They're in the top of the ninth inning tonight. 4-2 is the score there. Game being played at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. There's a swing and a foul tap back to the screen. Nothing and one now to Bryce Sovereign. So Kansas City with a lead over Cleveland. They're in the top of the ninth. We've got the action on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Hastings 7, Norfolk 5. There's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Mason Emery. Zach Merrill holding him on now. They're defensively for Hastings. Your batter is a Sovereign. He is 1 out of 2 from the plate here tonight. Next pitch will be fouled away here on the first base side, and he falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Sovereign, he lined out to the second baseman in the first inning. Had a single in the fourth. Had a base on balls in inning number 5 and scored a run. Throw over to first base again. It was close over there, but Emery is back in there. Hometown fans are getting a little restless here in the seventh inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. They'll play the cold third strike on the outside corner, and it strikes him out. Sovereign goes down, and now there's 2 outs here in the seventh inning of play. And Riggins Hopper comes to the plate next. Hopper is the catcher. He has struck out twice here tonight. And he has got a single, so he is 1 for 3 here in game number 2. A throw over to first base is going to be over the head of Merrill. Getting back onto his feet, running down to second base on a play is going to be Emery. He makes a big turn at second, and they'll keep him right there. So a throw over the first base by the pitcher for Hastings. Blaine Dreher was wide of the target. So an error chalked up on Hastings here in the inning. That sends Emery down to second base on the play, so now one of their runs is in scoring position. As the next pitch comes to the plate here by Blaine Dreher, that's going to be up high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. That's the second error of the ball game chalked up on Hastings. A throwing error on the pitcher, Blaine Dreher. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for another ball. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew was so good last night in the final inning against the Grand Island. Just mowed down home federal. Had a couple of strikeouts. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the way. A swing and a miss. 2 balls and 1 strike now. Blaine Dreher trying to save it here for Hastings here in this seventh inning. 7-5 ball game. Dreher looking in for the sign again with a runner at second base. Comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. An hour strike away from winning this thing here in the seventh inning. Hastings won the opener tonight by a score of 11-2. They've got a 7-5 lead here in the ninth cap. Top of the seventh inning with 2 men out. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. A bouncing ball out in front of the plate. Dreher grabs it. He goes to first base. Ball game is over. Riggins Hopper is thrown out from pitcher to first, and the ball game is over. Hastings going to win this ball game tonight over Norfolk by a score of 7-5. So Hastings able to hold off Norfolk Central Railroad in this ball game, and Hastings gets a doubleheader sweep, exactly what they needed here tonight as they beat Norfolk by scores of 11-2 and 7-5. Back with a recap of game number 2 right after this.
Happy Father's Day from us to you. Buy a new Ram. Get a Big Tex utility trailer while they last. It's the Father's Day sale going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's that simple. Purchase your Ram and haul home the savings on your Big Tex utility trailer. Huge rebates, special financing, and one of the best selections of Rams in the area. See you there at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice with speeds up to 12 megs. Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online, shopglenwood.net, switch free today.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy SquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings wins the nightcap here tonight, 7-5 over Norfolk. Seven runs, five base hits, two errors for Hastings. Norfolk, five runs and seven hits. They commit two errors. Hastings left five men on the base pads. Norfolk, they left a total of four guys on the base pads here in game number two. And we saw Devin Wyman starting off for Hastings on the pitcher's mound tonight. Wyman threw a total of four and a third innings in the ball game tonight. Gave up six hits and four runs. No walks, one strikeout. Zach Merrill came out and threw two innings. He gave up one hit, one run, one walk, and three strikeouts. Blaine Dreher finished things off for Hastings. Had a walk, and he struck out a couple of guys. Or a walk and one strikeout in the seventh inning of play. In this second ball game, Hastings able to get two hits from Brooks Asher in the ball game. Braden Valentine had a base hit. Matt Kronz had a base hit. Zach Merrill had a base hit. Valentine also had a couple of RBIs. Kronz had an RBI. Sam Reimer had two RBIs here in game number two. Hastings able to score three runs in the first inning. They went ahead 5-0 on a couple of runs in the fourth. Norfolk scoring five runs in the fifth inning, and then Hastings getting a run in the bottom of the fifth and a run in the sixth. And Hastings goes on to win it now by a score of 7-5. Hastings now 8-6 on the season. Norfolk will drop to two wins and eight losses. Again, Hastings wins it. Scores of 11-2 and 7-5 tonight. Got our player of the game and the coach's post-game show, coming up. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The player of the game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Back here, Hastings wins it by scores of 11-2 and also 7-5. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Yet on the opener tonight, a couple of guys with nice games. Matt Kronz had three base hits and an RBI. Sam Reimer had two base hits and three RBIs. Brock Dreher had two hits and one RBI in the first game as Hastings won by a score of 11-2. In the nightcap, Hastings had just five base hits. Brooks Asher had a couple of base hits. Braden Valentine had two RBIs. Matt Kronz, one hit and one RBI. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 points Bank will be Matt Kranz. Kranz had a good couple of ball games there. He comes up with 4 base hits in the 2 games, 2 RBIs, and also scored 4 runs. As Hastings wins by scores 11-2 and 7-5, Matt Kranz, our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
So Hastings 5 points Bank wins it tonight, scores of 11-2 and 7-5 in our doubleheader tonight. As Hastings head coach Russ Kindig joins us in the postgame show, and coach, we need to dial up a doubleheader sweep, and that's what we got here tonight. Talk about the 2 ball games tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. The first one we came and we really hit the ball well, I thought. Valentine threw about 82 fastballs. He didn't throw an off-speed pitch the whole night. You know, he just did a good job of in and out and does a good job of being up in the zone a little bit and then coming back with the ball down. So he did a great job on the mound. You know, we got exactly what we needed. Devin Wyman came in and threw pretty well. Probably left him out there a little bit longer than we should have. And Zach Merrill had to come in a tight spot, and that's not easy for anybody.
You guys basically shut down Norfolk in that first ball game until you got to the 5th and 6th innings. It took a while for you guys to get the bats going, but once you did, you had some extra base hits in there and performed pretty well in innings 5 and 6.
Yeah, you know, that lefty was nothing special. Had a little bit of a curveball that he was throwing up there, flipping up there a little bit. But, you know, we just had to figure out that we can't pull him, and, you know, it's a process. We have the second left-handed guy we've seen this year, so you know, we're going to get there. And as the inning went on, you know, we kept preaching the coaches, go to right center. Jake Fowler, when I had him back in the day, was good at going to right center. But, you know, that's what you got to do against a slow-throwing left-handed guy. You can't pull over or roll the ball to the left side if you're going to try and pull him. So Alex Pangan even went up there, did a great job going to the gap. Brooks Asher, you know, I'm missing guys, Matt Kranz. But, you know, once they finally went and Brock Dreher went up there and figured it out, we kind of got going.
Matt Kranz in the doubleheader tonight, come up with 4 base hits. He had a couple of RBIs and scored 4 runs out of the number 9 position. I don't know what it is about that position, but you have several guys producing out of that spot.
Yeah, everybody wants to hit the 9-hole for us. I don't know if they're seeing more fastballs or what it is, but Matt says that Norfolk's his team. He hit well against him last year, so we put him in the lineup, and that didn't have anything to do with it. But he did a good job again tonight, and you know, if we can get that 9-hole to set the table for the top 4 order, you know, that's stretching that lineup pretty tough for a pitcher to handle.
Much better in the top of the order. He kind of shook things up here tonight compared to what we had last night, but a much better job at the top of the order tonight.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more the way I would like to do it, having a guy like Sam or Vinny in that 2-hole where if Brock gets on, he can steal a bag, or we can move the runner and and not have to waste a guy like Brooks or Zach or one of our guys. We like to be in the middle of that lineup. You know, they're not used to sacrifice bunting. We put them in tough situations, and we don't want them bunting. We want them up there swinging the bats. So as long as Sam or Vinny or whoever else wants to hit in that two-hole and can execute what he needs to do, we'll keep it that way.
Norfolk, you get three runs in the second ball game in the first inning and play, and then kind of labored along, gave up the big inning in the fifth, but you were able to respond and come up with a couple runs after that.
Yeah, and that's just a little bit of going out and winning the game big and coming out and staying focused, which I thought the first inning we did, and then we relaxed a little bit. And they're having fun, and it's hard. You got to keep that focus. You know, it's when you get up, you know, it's something we can't do, but we did tonight. So hopefully we learned from it a little bit. We got to see some adversity in that five-run inning and had some calls not go our way. So anytime that happens and we can still get a W, I think it's a good thing for us.
Did you feel the same pop in the second ball game as you did in the first contest? I thought you guys were a little flat in the second ball game.
Yeah, we were a little bit flat. I don't know if we're tired or not, but everybody wants to hit at 8 in the morning tomorrow, so we can't be too tired. So we'll get a little conditioning in tomorrow and hopefully get those bats going. And I thought we hit all right tonight, but not anything exceptional.
Blaine Greer has kind of turned into your stopper, and he's been pretty good here lately.
Yeah, young guy, really learning to pitch, coming along. Really kind of relishes that spot at the end of the lineup or at the end of the game. He really likes it, and if you can get a guy out there to go out and throw hard and have a good deuce and have a little bit of a changeup that he throws, it's nice to be able to go to a guy like that at the end.
Now you've got an Omaha tournament coming up this weekend, and it looks like a tournament stacked. You're going to see some good competition this weekend.
We're going to have to play really well. We're going to have to figure out who's going to throw Friday night now, because it seems like we're always trying to figure out who the heck's going to throw. We're gonna go for sure with Kranz on Friday night against Creighton Prep in game two. Lincoln East is the 5:30 game, and we're not sure yet, real sure there, but then Saturday we'll throw Zach Merrill, be ready to go. He got to throw his bullpen on the mound today, which sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. But then, you know, we're still trying to piece it together.
Are we drawing straws for Sunday what?
We are. You know, we got what we needed, though, tonight. Val came out and threw a ton of innings. You know, we got to that point with him where, you know, he was at 70 pitches or so, which is a little over his where we'd like him to be, but you know, he said he felt good, and he's going to be sore tomorrow no matter if he threw 70 or 85. So we decided we'd go up to about that 85 range, and that's where we are. So he did a great job there to save us. We didn't have to throw Grant, which we really need to get him in a game and get that first appearance out of him. But we'll figure it out. Brooks is going to probably have to throw now a little bit maybe. So
why not? He's played about every other position out there.
I know, and I told him, shoot, I got to get you in left and center. I'm running out of innings here.
All right, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, Russ Kittendig again. Hastings picking up two wins tonight over Norfolk, winning the first ball game on a score of 11-2 and winning in the nine cap on a score of 7-5. Hastings improves the record now to 8 wins and 6 losses on the season. They'll play in the Omaha tournament coming up this weekend. So that wraps things up from Duncan Field here tonight. Again, Hastings wins the first ball game 11-2. They win the nightcap on a score of 7-5. From our producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.